Okay, I guess for starters, what brought about the idea to start this research to try to link natural disasters to mental health issues?
So we've known for a long time that disasters can have both acute and long-term mental health impacts, but because of the way that policies are set up to provide funding for mental health assistance after disasters, we usually don't have any good data that goes out more than 1 year post-disaster. So one thing we're interested in is finding out more about these long-term impacts.
And how did you go about doing that?
So we looked at data from counties that had a single disaster over a 12-year period, and so that gave us a period of time both before and after the disaster, so we could look 3 years post-disaster. And we're used to seeing, based on the research literature before, that there would be increases in things like anxiety, depression, and PTSD. But less is known about the sequelae of some of those, which in this particular instance, we looked at suicide after disasters.
And what did you find?
So what we found was that the rate of suicide increases in counties that have been exposed to disasters, both in general, all types of disasters, and then certain types of disasters. And we found something that was supportive of this idea that we needed to change policy on the funding guidelines and the timeliness of providing support for mental health, because we found that in the second year after disaster was typically when we saw the highest increases in the rate of suicide.
And with the increases that you did see, do you think it's enough to make the case for saying that natural disasters have a causal relationship to suicides, and that after a disaster happens, it leads to more people committing suicide?
So I think there are a couple of cautions to saying that it's causal. The association is complex, and so there are a lot of factors that we didn't measure, including prior mental health diagnoses, as well as other types of things. So in case studies, we've looked at the differences, for example, between people whose homes have been damaged and people whose homes have not been damaged. So it seems like you're more at risk for a mental health outcome after disaster the more personal damage that you've suffered, or more personal harm, damage to your home, and that sort of thing. So it's not yet, we're not yet able to say causal, but we're certainly able to, again, put some increases in rates and of suicide in those disaster-affected counties compared to counties that weren't affected by disasters.
You're quoted in the UD article as calling these preventable deaths and saying that there needs to be an improvement in disaster preparedness and response. What would that look like?
Well, I think we're mostly all in agreement that disasters are increasing in frequency and severity. And so we need to update our preparedness plans so that we know that they address people who are vulnerable, not just to physical impacts, like, maybe being caught in a flood or a damaged home, but also to consider the mental health impacts that may be there. So if we have better preparedness planning, then we have a better idea of the scope and scale of mental health services that we need to provide after a disaster. And then we also now have a better understanding that funding that comes from the Federal Emergency Management Agency to help state and local governments respond to disaster mental health should not expire after 1 year. That funding should be available for groups to continue to provide counseling and other services to people impacted for 2 or 3 years after a disaster.
Is this something that you feel Delaware should have to worry about, given the storms that we had over the summer?
Absolutely. And I think that right now is a particular concern because we have these cascading or complex disasters of a pandemic that's overlaid with flooding or the impact from windstorms and hurricanes. And so we definitely know from the disaster research literature that the impact of multiple disasters at the same time or sequentially is increased. And so I think it's really important that we think about what these natural disaster impacts mean in light of the fact that we've all been dealing with a pandemic for the last 9 months.